Fourth Estate presents How to Talk to Robots, A Girl's Guide to a Future Dominated by AI, by Tabitha Goldstorb. Read by Imogen Wild. Forward. Growing up, my brother and I played Game Boy incessantly. Yoshi's Dream World, Mario Kart Racers, Tekken. The gaming world was full of beautiful pixelated landscapes. I loved the thrill of the win. For me, gaming was a non-gendered space. My household was one dedicated to fashion. My mother was a magazine editor, my father a textiles merchant. So I grew up sitting on the floor of fashion shows, but often more entranced by my Game Boy than the clothes on the catwalk. In 1995, when I was 10, my parents bought me one of the very early home computers. It was proudly positioned in the kitchen, where I would spend hours absorbed in the Microsoft Paint program, creating personalized desktop backgrounds for each member of my family. I felt like a tech Picasso. Computers were for art, not engineering. At school, the door to the internet was Ask Jeeves, a British butler who fronted the search engine, and my guide to Word and Excel was Clippy, Microsoft's helpful paperclip mascot. I remember having a Tamagotchi that was neither boy nor girl. All this is to say that I was happily unaware of the notion that gender could ever play a part in technology. It was not a male or female thing. It was my thing. Cut to a few years later, and during mandatory GCSE IT classes, I was bored out of my brain. We were being shown how to run a doctor's reception and were using mail merge to access patients' data and send emails. I was not inspired. Thinking about it now, it's little wonder I was unable to see technology's true potential. I knew it could make a job as a receptionist more efficient and less repetitive. But what if my teachers had explained to me that tech could help predict which of my patients would need life-saving treatment? Maybe I would have gone on to study computer science. Instead, I followed in the footsteps of my grandpa and set about joining the advertising world. I was genuinely fascinated by the clever people behind the slogans, billboards, and TV ads that captivated mine and my friends' impressionable minds. At that point, I was enamoured and not yet fearful of their power. Before university, I was working in a pub when brand new, fully computerised till systems were installed. The manager decided to train the men on the tills first, which meant they became better, faster, and so were assigned more shifts behind the bar. The women ended up waiting tables. I didn't even stop to think about whether this division was fair. I thought computer stuff wasn't for me, and I think I just accepted that the guys should do the tills. But the consequence of this mindset meant I inadvertently accepted lower pay. Waitresses earned less than bar staff, and I ended up hating a job I had come to love. What on earth had happened to me in those interim teenage years? I still don't know at what point it became the norm that the world of computers was a male one. By the time I arrived at university to study advertising, new developments with the internet had set the world alight. Ask Jeeves was no longer the gatekeeper to information. Now I could research anything and share it immediately. Users had also started communicating with each other directly, and I remember waiting for my university email to grant me access to the Facebook, as it was known back then, which was in its infancy as an American college social networking platform. The nature of communication was changing, and my chosen route had begun to feel outdated. People's minds were not going to be made up by old-school advertising. I was falling in love with the internet, with the endless opportunities it presented and its immediacy and scale. Over the course of those 3 years, I chose modules that would enable me to redefine my relationship with computers. This included how to code. But I found that my dyslexia and my lack of confidence held me back. I was, quite honestly, hopeless. My real aha moment came when I was introduced to Squarespace, a tool that meant I didn't have to write code in order to create a web page and reach people through the internet. There were companies and products being released every day that meant people like me, who didn't get a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?